Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, time to get into a little trivia as we head into hour number three of the Friday program. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, who just notified us that the name Orion Kirkering is trending out there. I hope he's okay.
No, it's definitely trending, but it's trending on SpotTrack, which is a contract website. So it leads me to believe that Phillies fans are wondering how much longer he's on the team.
I can't imagine Philly fans are going to be gracious. Some will lift him up. But if I was Kirkering, I would not be in a hurry to visit the Liberty Bell with my family.
The Liberty
Bell. You know, take a couple of weeks, you know, let them rest.
Yes.
Philly fans are a little cray-cray. All right, 4:01 is the time. Hour number three. We got ball game coming up in an hour. Mariners will take on the Tigers. Skip Schumacher officially introduced Rangers manager today. New Rangers manager. Yes, sir.
Question. I just saw this come across my feed, and I don't want to know how you guys feel about it. NCAA has proposed a rule that could give athletes 5 years of eligibility, but it would get rid of the red shirt.
Do it.
Wait. What does that mean?
So, you know how you get a red shirt so you can be
there. You
got
5 years to play four.
Right.
Now you got 5 years to play five?
I guess so. No red shirt. You get five now. 5 years. Just a proposal.
They can do whatever they want to do as long as they somehow get some toothpaste back in the tube for the other stuff.
Is that more of a rule to like allow them to make NIL money when they're hurt?
I'm not sure, but
I mean, the other thing that's happening already, we already learned, talked about a little bit, is that if you go play junior college football and lift weights and get in shape and just stay hacked,
no
that does not even count against your time.
That is kind of crazy.
Which is a little, dare I say, BYU-ish.
I mean, that's how
in the
you're
sense
end
that
up,
you can grow up 2 or 3 years of strength and then go in and say, I'm a freshman.
We're going to have a lot more 26-year-old seniors.
I bet you schools at the Division I level are sending guys to the nearby JC and saying,
listen,
hey, we're going to save a spot for you. Get a little stronger.
You and I both know that. This has been used. I mean, Coach Deitch used to send guys to JUCOs all the time.
Kept an eye on them.
Right. And just in case they got bigger and stronger and they bring them on back.
Yeah. That's going to be happening if it isn't already.
I got a text from one of my kids' coach, you know, Aaron Jaffe. He said, huge change, gets rid of some of the nonsense with the waivers. If that indeed goes through. You know, you got your gray shirt waiver, you got like all these different type of ways.
Gray shirt, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Gray shirt means you're not playing, but you can practice.
Practice, yeah.
Red shirt, the other. And I did read from the NCAA. By the way, we need some callers. Get on the phone. We're playing Chris versus the fans. We're stalling because nobody's in line. 833-288-0973.
I was going to help you. I didn't know if you knew the number.
Yeah, I don't. I took a guess.
Good call, Tony.
Yeah, 833-288-0973. So if you want to play Chris versus the fan, we're doing that here when you get some contestants. And we have a couple, but we need some more. Yeah, the other thing was, I mean, I read something today that just was laughable. It was in Kirk's story, and I'm actually going to try to get it. Because Kirk wrote a story about the fact that gambling is now legal to athletes. I thought Sean Lewis had some really good comments. The Aztec, you know,
coach.
And I got the wrong paper I brought with him. So I can't read it directly from his. I got yesterday's paper. I can't read it directly. But it was something like, you know, we're putting the gambling in so we can more closely monitor it and educate these kids on gambling. And it's just not the reason they're putting it in. And that's why, you know, I don't like it. They're putting it in because they want to open the door for the FanDuel, DraftKings money. We all know this. You and we're all going to go. The day they announce it,
told you.
Yeah, we're just going to laugh.
K Laws on the chat has something amazing. OMG, after he trolled Scraby for not being prepared yesterday. Oh, okay, it doesn't apply to Chris. See what I deal with, people?
I had the wrong paper. At least I had a paper.
I could solve that for you. Don't get the paper. And just go online.
Love the paper.
Hey, we are moving you closer and closer to the digital age. I've noticed you're doing more things with your phone.
He started the Google Doc and never picked up on it. No.
He never quite turned it over, huh?
Yeah, I could access again right now if you'd like.
You can?
All right, we got callers now. Let's just get out of this mess that we're in. Play some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
I see a couple people on the chat saying they're trying to call. The lines are full, but if you hear people leaving the game, then you can go ahead and...
How are they going to hear people leaving?
Well, they lose.
Oh, if somebody
I was trying to be
it.
Nice. Scraby, if someone stakes in this game...
is controlling the keys back here. If he sees a number he recognizes, boop, you guys get clicked off.
I would never.
Don't give away all of the secrets.
I would never.
You will be if you win, you will be qualified for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. You okay, Tony? What the heck just
What's
happened,
he
Chris? He's grabbing his shoulder like he injured it.
I'm old. I was trying to
Oh,
turn
you're like Paul Pierce.
I was trying to turn the camera around and something popped.
Oh, that's not good. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And if you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it. And you'll get that first question for free today. Before we go any further, this hour is brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples is hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 11/1 plus save even more with the easy reward. That's a hard word.
That happens to me all the time.
Rewards program at Staples. I don't like rewards or roar.
Who wants these stupid rewards?
I can't say roar either. That's a really hard one for me.
All right, who's our first contestant?
Let's see here. Let's go to Cody.
Cody, happy Friday, my man.
Cody,
are you there?
Cody.
Hello.
There
Hello,
he is.
Cody.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going? First-time player.
First time player!
Dang, I wanted to ask the first question, but I can't. So we'll move to question number
we'll
two.
We'll get one.
Ha ha, what? Scraby did some work today, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
What six-letter word names both a seed company and an exercise that combines a squat, a push-up, and a jump in the air.
I have no idea.
Wait, what? A squat?
What six-letter word names
Get
both
rid
a
of the seed company. I don't know why I put that in there.
Okay, what six-letter word
names an exercise?
An exercise.
So you do a squat, a push-up, and a jump in the air.
Yes. What is
What's
it
that
called? What is that called?
Six letters. Can you... Do you have even a thought?
Wow.
Did he say it?
He did.
I was going to say that, too. Is that I was right?
That's
correct.
That's okay. I don't like that name, by the way.
Why don't you like that name, Scraby?
Because burpee is gross.
All right. Question.
It's a little burpee in this studio with you two today.
Question number three, chance to take this thing home. What is the name of the fictitious minor league baseball team on The Simpsons?
I haven't watched The Simpsons. I'm going to go ahead and pass and see if Chris knows.
Oh,
Chris,
playing the game.
Handing it off to you, buddy.
Gave it to me.
Yes.
All right. I've watched zero episodes of The Simpsons.
What?
I've seen clips. I've seen.
What?
And I've laughed every time.
Never watched it. Oh, so wow. You might be in luck.
There's literally like 30 years of episodes.
30 years of episodes.
He
I've
hasn't
not
watched
seen
it.
The Simpsons. I name, you know, I know Bart and I know, you know, what, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't know if you know.
Right.
Who's the dad?
Homer?
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
Do you know the dog?
No.
Santa's Little Helper.
Yeah, I don't watch The Simpsons. I know Julie Kavner went to my high school and she's the one that voices Marge.
Oh, Marge.
But other than that,
I know she's a Beverly Hills High alum.
Yes, and I know that there's a woman who does the voice of Bart Simpson.
Yes, I think her name is Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah. That's the extent of my Simpsons knowledge.
You know more than you should.
Well, you have won the game, Cody.
Wow.
I couldn't even begin to guess.
Wow,
the name
Cody.
Of the baseball. There is a baseball. Springfield Indians.
Oh.
You came close.
You came pretty close.
No.
No, you didn't. Springfield Isotopes.
Wait, it is Springfield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got that half right.
That must have lodged in my head somewhere.
One of the jokes
line.
Of the show is that no one knows, because Springfield's one of the most common city names in the country.
Oh, so
no
you
one
know
knows
state?
Where it is.
Okay, right. Got it. I don't know where Springfield came from, but all right, Cody, right?
Yes.
He's the winner. Sorry, everybody else.
Isotopes. That's
but
a good
I don't
name.
Watch.
That's a good
name.
Albuquerque.
Tony played for the Isotopes.
Isotopes. Yes.
Tony, just ask Chris the first question. We can burn
just
that.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
We're going to burn this one. What is the name of the main villain in the movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Leatherface.
Oh,
wow.
Got it.
You just scored some points with me, Chris.
All right, let's get to break. More fun on the other side. Gwen and Chris, here's some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling all Savannah Banana fans. Yes, the bananas are coming back, Scrape. Coming back to Dago again.
Yes, they are.
Petco Park is the spot again.
Yep. And about, like, 75 other cities.
Yeah.
This is next year's schedule?
Yep. Yeah,
coming in March next year.
They're not waiting around next year.
No. They certainly... did well for themselves last time they came. Some people sent me, a bunch of family friends sent me pictures of them and their families out watching the Savannah Bananas.
Scrabby, you saw the bananas?
I did. I went.
Who'd you go with?
I went with a friend. And
he left with a friend.
I left with a friend.
Good for you.
And he took heat because he didn't like them as much as everybody else liked them.
I'm not going to say anything about the bananas because I just got destroyed for... saying yeah. Everybody else is allowed to like them. It's not for me. I went to the game.
Just so you know, I'm with you.
Thank you. I went to the game thinking that baseball was going to be, it was like a big celebration and there's a bunch of different things that happened. Baseball was not the number one thing. And that's fine because I was watching the screen. They were doing something in between like switching innings. And then all of a sudden I look over and they're playing on the field. And I'm like, okay, so baseball is not the main attraction here.
And I told you this before we came on the show, I used to be the biggest WWF fan ever until I found out it wasn't real. And then it like, I wanted to still like it, but I just couldn't get into it the same way that I was.
Do you remember what let you down enough to make you take the turn? Like the Undertaker not actually being dead or something?
I think it was the fact that the result was already
predetermined. Yeah.
I couldn't get around
that. Now, I don't
think... Get out of here!
Oh, Chris is just learning this.
No!
I don't... Now,
Freddie Blassie, you mean he didn't really have salt in the eyes?
They were actually doing that kind of stuff.
Are they still doing that stuff?
But I don't know that they knew how it was going to end. And yeah. I'm not saying that
the bananas are actually, like, you don't know who's going to win.
But it's, you know, it's just not for me.
They're also... I think they're expanding their league.
Yeah, they've added some teams.
They've added some teams.
Yeah.
Which, my question is, how do I phrase this without angering everyone? But if baseball's not the event, then why have a league? If it's just a traveling show, which that's not a diss, then what's the league?
I mean, the Globetrotters are a traveling show. They present it as such, and they play the Generals, and that's the game. But it's not presented as a league game.
Right. They're playing the Generals every night.
I'm getting on the chat. It's for kids. I understand that. But to expand to six teams and call it a league, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because baseball is not their main
thing. The point of this was to let everybody know that the bananas are coming back in March. So get your checkbooks ready.
I also heard
you to write checks.
I also heard that you have to get into a lottery just to buy the tickets, even if you're a Padres member this time. Ah. So you don't have first right.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you have it.
I will not be in the lottery.
Why not? Why do you feel about?
Similar. Yeah. I think I've seen all the best of it in the highlights. Like some of the stuff I've seen, I think's pretty
fun, cool, right?
But I don't know that I'd need 2 hours of that.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying there's two more teams. I read six earlier, but I need to...
I think there were already...
Oh, there were already four
teams.
I knew the firefighters were a team. Okay, yeah. And then they're adding two more. Okay, I get it now.
Are we ready to go?
Yes.
Coach Velasquez on the line here. Gwen and Chris getting to talk some San Diego State hoops. Coach Velasquez, thank you for joining us as always. How are you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you guys having me, and excited to see how our boys go against UCLA next Friday. It'll be a great test for us, and they've worked really hard from... our last game last year to today. So excited where we're at.
That's right. The Aztecs taking on the Bruins next week, a week from today. And, Coach, I would ask, you know, you guys go through a ton of work before next Friday comes. At what point are the coaching staff starting to look at each other like, man, we got to get some more bodies in here. This isn't – we're tired of looking at our guys beat up on one another.
You know what? Most years, I would say it's about right now. With this season, with the amount of competition we have at practice, I mean, we're truly 12, 13 guys deep right now. It's 12 wow. With Magoon Guak being hurt, and it's just like the competition level isn't there enough to say, okay, gosh, should we really need to play someone else yet? Which is a good thing,
Yeah.
And our guys are competing, and it is fun. It's as a coach. And even as a player, I mean, practices right now around this time of year, like you said, kind of get to we used to call them the dog days of October.
Yeah.
They're long, they're hard, and it's just it's a time of year almost like it's more mental fatigue as much as it is physical. But with this group, they have so much competition, and every day you can ask any coach, you can ask Coach Dutcher, and his starting five might change from last week.
Right.
The competition is so real right now, and so it's fun. We haven't even felt like the dog days of October, if you will.
David Velasquez from both Tony and I. Again, thanks for about what you're about to give us all. Again, to me, San Diego State basketball has been a gift that we've been able to enjoy as fans, as alums, whatever it might be, for so long now. And, you guys, we appreciate that. Number one. Number two, thanks to Brian Dutcher for giving you 20 minutes off of work so you can talk to us. So I know he's a tough guy. Right. But last year was, again, to me, was another great season. You guys beat Houston. They ended up in the championship. You're 21-10, but for the first time in I don't know how long, we did not get out of the first round of the conference tournament. And the North Carolina game in the first round of the NCAAs didn't go the way anybody wanted to. So, and we know the injuries played a huge part in all of that. But how do you guys, when you sat down and kind of looked at last season, especially being as the previous two had ended up in the Sweet 16, how do you couch everything you did well last year against everything you probably want to do better this year?
I mean, simply it's not good enough. Period. I mean, I don't think there's anybody from inside our locker room, and I say this quite a bit, but there's no higher expectations outside our locker room than the ones we have for ourselves inside it. And it wasn't good enough. Brian Dutcher teams throughout every season he's ever been a head coach, the one staple is we get better throughout the year. Obviously, the Magoon injury did not help at the end of the year, but we just didn't feel like, we had a great finish to our season. You mentioned the conference tournament. Obviously, everybody saw the North Carolina game, but just the feeling we had as a group, as a program, is a lot of the character we have of our guys who decided to come back and decided to shun a lot of the NIL money to go other places and go to programs just for money. We have a lot more to prove, and there's a feeling that we haven't done really anything as a group. Now we've done a lot as a program, but this group specifically. We need to do a lot more, and we have lofty goals for ourselves, which we always do. But, last year, any year, if you're at San Diego State men's basketball, and you don't got confetti and you're not climbing ladders, cutting down nets, it's not a great season. It just yeah. isn't. And so for us, and that's kind of how we look at it. And, we're fortunate and thankful that, we've had fans step up and a lot of our support step up, our administration try to step up to keep our team together. And we did, and we were able to be one of the very few teams, if not the only team, of an at-large team in the NCAA tournament to return any undergraduate. And we were able to do that. And thank goodness we were, because we can now kind of build on last year.
Yeah.
A lot of these other programs are having to start fresh from last year. No matter how good the season was or how bad their season was, they got to start fresh. That's the new era of college athletics. But for us, we're going to be able to build on whatever last year was.
Coach Dave Velasquez joins us here, San Diego State Hoops assistant coach here at the Mesa. And Coach Velasquez, I feel like this particular spring leading into summer was a little bit different. You kind of hit on it. You guys had to wait a little bit on a couple guys. Guap ends up coming back. Miles Bird shuns the NBA. He comes back. Was it a little bit different from that standpoint, waiting on guys? I mean, you guys did what you guys always do. You bring some guys in the portal to kind of help. But it seemed like those two pieces falling in when they did certainly seemed like it made the spring and summer a little bit better.
Oh, there's no doubt they made it a lot better. No, those two guys made it a lot better. And yeah, they were able to not just say no to the NBA. They said no to a ton more money elsewhere. And that's already been talked about. And we need to continue to raise funds and keep our guys here. And, you know, that's what they deserve. And this city wants to have a good basketball program. It's just a new climate. That's the reality we live in nowadays. And, you know, those two guys are just, they're so special in their own way, especially on the defensive end. I mean, those are two like big time elite defenders in their own way. Magoon is as good of a rim protector as we've ever had at San Diego State. And what I mean by that is he affects anybody going into the paint. Even if he's not really involved, they got to worry about where he's at. He's got this innate ability to block shots. And then Miles Bird and his ability to just make plays that you can't draw up. You can't go through a defensive drill and say, make that play. He has great defensive instincts. And then obviously offensively, there's things that they're going to continue to improve and grow on. And, you know, which sometimes just takes a little bit of just kind of natural playing, getting enough reps, getting enough minutes. I mean, that was really both of their first year of playing in any type of like a go-to role. And everybody saw Magoon Guap's growth throughout the season. And then you couple that with a lot of guys last year, like I said, there's so many guys. You can go through the whole roster of guys that, you know, were kind of thrown into the fire. I mean, Taji Gorville played 19.8 minutes as a true freshman. I mean, that's insane at San Diego State. But now you can build off that because he chose that this is the best program for his future and to stay. And so there's a lot of guys. Farrell Compton, I mean, B.J. Davis was a starter. Miles Heidi, I mean, there's so many guys. And then you add all these new pieces. So it's an exciting group, like I said, and that's why practice is still so fun. Like, to go back to our first talk, I mean, that's what it's all about. These guys are, and they want to win, and they want to get better, and they really enjoy playing with each other.
David Velasquez is with us, Aztec Basketball. Appreciate the time, Coach. And, you know, we could talk to you all day, both Tony and I, and so we might. I hope you don't have anything to do. No. Real quick, though. I said when Guath came back and, you know, and then on top of it, you know, Miles Bird, they get a lot of credit, the two kids themselves. But I also think you and Dutch and the whole program and the fans and the whole, you know, thing that is San Diego State basketball gets a lot of credit too, because that's what they were coming back to. And I know you appreciated it, but I think you guys deserve a lot of the appreciation for creating an atmosphere that they would even want to think to return to. So that's part of it, isn't it?
It absolutely is. You know, and that started a long time ago when Coach Fisher and Coach Dutcher got here. You know, this is a family. This is a tradition. This is a culture. This is when you decide to come to San Diego State, you're going to be with us forever. And whether that's 1 year or whether that's 4 or 5 years, you know, you're part of this family. And how many look around college basketball and say, and they can say, I played there 26 years ago and my assistant coach is still there with Coach Dutcher.
Yeah.
You know, I'm on my 23rd season. And by the way, Coach Fisher still comes to practice weekly and still goes to every single game. And just the whole, I mean, it's just like, you can't, what has happened is not, it's not something that just started. You know, this is equity that's been built up over almost two decades, moving on to decade number three. I mean, it's special. Our guys feel how special it is, and we're lucky that they believed in us to be a part of how special of a family we have.
Well, Coach, we know you won't say it, so we're going to say it for you. We certainly are looking forward to what I think is going to be a
we didn't
really...
even jinx him by telling him how good everybody around the country is saying they're going to be.
I don't believe any of that.
So. Yeah.
We wouldn't expect you to. Coach Velasquez, thank you for your time, as always.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you guys for having us, and go Aztecs.
Yes,
go
sir.
Go Aztecs, indeed. Coach Velasquez there. On the on Gwen and Chris, all guests on 97.3 The Fan join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges? Trust David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Yeah,
let's get to.
I know we got a break, but one thing that I looked up while we were talking to him, they got eliminated in the first round of the Mountain West Tournament last year. Last year was the 2025, obviously. The last time before that that they lost the first game of the Mountain West Tournament was 2007. How about that? 18 straight years where they gave you a run at it. And so I'm sure some fans were disappointed the way the season ended. They were disappointed. You still got to look at it and marvel at how consistently good they've been for so long.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let's get to break. Big Five on the way, Scraby.
Someone just sent me a great question for the Big Five for you guys, talking about Schwarber,
Schwarber,
the lineup for the Padres. We'll talk about it.
More Gwen and Chris.
All right, 4:39, Gwen and Chris, Crisello, Tony, Scraby. Yeah, we didn't get into that with David Velasquez, but
I had so many more questions.
They haven't put the rankings out yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and people say it doesn't matter, but they should be ranked at the beginning. But, I mean, people are talking about them like top 10, even above.
Yeah.
And who knows? But they have so many good players coming back. And then they added what are potentially star players in transferring and recruiting. So
I did not expect him to answer the first question the way he did. I thought for sure we were going to get, like, we can't wait. Some new bodies in there. We're tired. That only his answer only made me more excited about the year. That these guys, they're just iron sharpening iron right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, if you look at if you're looking for some names to keep an eye on that you don't know yet, Elzy Harrington is the big star recruit. Sean Newman transfer from Louisiana Tech. Latrell Davis from San Jose State. Jeremiah Oden from Wyoming and a couple of other places. Those are big-time transfers. And don't forget Reese Waters, who would have been probably their leading scorer last year.
He's got a new
and now
name.
He's Reese Dixon Waters.
Yeah.
Yes, Reese Dixon Waters. So, yeah. And that to go with whoever else is all coming back.
I mean, you still got Farrell Compton coming back his sophomore year. He was a freshman last year.
Yeah, if you don't remember Farrell Compton, call up incredibly nasty San Diego State dunks last year. Right. He had a few of those.
Yes, he did.
And, of course, Magoon. I mean,
they are loaded.
Miles.
They are loaded.
B.J. Davis, nice breakthrough year. DeGorville.
They're long on the perimeter. You know, you're talking
like always,
DeGorville.
They're always long.
6'5", 6'6".
Yeah. If you don't have long arms, I don't think Dutch recruits you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no short arm.
Reese Dixon Waters, who didn't play a game last year.
That's right.
6'5". I mean, you got.
And he can score.
And he can score.
He never misses a free throw. It's another quick thing on Reese Waters. They open. UCLA is the scrimmage next Friday. They scrimmage USD after that. And then November 4th is their opener against Long Beach State. All right.
Latrell Davis is from England.
Latrell?
Yeah.
He lit him up for a few shots when he was at San Jose State. He can score.
He's averaging like 15 against State.
Yeah, I don't know how much he gets in there on this team, though. It's going to be tough to find playing time.
Yeah.
That's the one caveat. Even Dutcher said, I feel it's my job to get everybody playing time. All these kids sacrificed to come and play here for this team. He goes, but it's going to be hard for me to get them all the kind of time they deserve. That's a good problem to have.
Very good problem to have.
All right, Scrape. Let's go. Is there something to read? I better check that before you get mad.
You've already missed two today. So.
Well, we got a Big Five coming up, and it's brought to you by your local Kia dealers.
That's my job.
Oh, that's you? All right, well.
I think you're good.
No.
Keep going, Chris. Keep reading it.
No, this hour is brought to you by Staples, is what I meant to
already
say.
Did that.
All guests, David B. Shapiro.
We've already done that. We're going to traffic, and then we'll go to the Big Five.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires. Now, we're going to start with a tweet from someone who listens to the show quite regularly and tweets us often, Chris. Johnny Mack of SC.
Yeah.
Very good
that,
tweeter.
I recognize that.
Yes, here's the tweets. At Matt Scraby, at Tony Gwynn Jr., and especially at Chris LOSD. Mr. Schwarber has been known to be a leadoff hitter for the Phillies. Are you thinking, Chris, you'd like to move Tatis Jr. out of the leadoff spot and put Schwarbs there?
Yes. There you go. Thank you for helping me on that. Because Tony asked me who I would run as my leadoff hitter if I'm moving Fernando. Schwarber's my man. Although yes. I'll just stay there. I'm not going to think of all the other problems, potentially.
All right. Tony, Schwarbs in the leadoff spot.
How about just have him on the roster first? We'll take it from there.
No, we're going to pretend like in a perfect
like he's
world.
I mean, yes. If you guys had a problem with...
Toddy.
Oh, man. When it's not going well, you guys are going to be very upset people.
I don't know where I heard this stat, but
plus,
it's like...
I mean, why not have him in a RBI spot where he can... Padres, what's the last
why not have Fernando in one?
Has he proven he can be that guy? Consistently? The answer is no. I'll answer it for you. Gee, you don't need to think about it. It's in the statistics. No. So, I mean, just get Schwarber on. You can figure the rest out later.
Yeah, if you, yeah, it's a good problem to have.
Just get Schwarber.
I'm trying to look.
As the old saying was with the Portland Blazers who needed a center, and Bobby Knight said, well, take Jordan and play him at center. Right. Get Schwarber, and we'll figure out where to bat him after.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
He hits a home run every 10.78 at-bats, every 11 at-bats.
But you know,
I will
you
take 10 strikeouts.
You know how Chris loves those solo homers. This is like his favorite thing.
Oh, that is true.
Solo homers. Perfect.
I don't love those. Schwarber has a 938 OPS at Petco Park in his career.
Mm-hmm. And the farthest ball of his life.
Sorry?
And the farthest baseball hit of his life.
And the one that didn't even count because that was in the postseason. Just as a comparison, if you're wondering, Pete Alonso.
Balling.
One home run at Petco in 66 at-bats and a 513 OPS.
I remember where he got it, too. When he got it.
Oh, when he got the
one? Was it off of Paddock?
I think it was off of Paddock.
Remember when they had that whole thing? Yeah, the rookies together and Paddock was like... Talking trash. And
I'm just saying, would AJ look at that and say, you know what, even though Alonso's available, he's never hit at Petco Park?
I don't think he'd look. I mean, he's playing in a Mets stadium that isn't, like, super hitter friendly.
Okay.
I don't think he would look at that. I think, but I also, you know, Schwarber is Schwarber.
I just Googled Pete Alonso Petco home run, and it was Paddock.
Yeah.
And it's talking about the feud that they had. Remember?
They didn't have a feud.
No, the media made it a feud. But, yeah, anyway. Let's just get Schwarbs in a Padres uniform.
Yeah. Number Start four. There.
There was a big umpire moment in the game last night, bottom of the seventh with one out, and Christopher Sanchez ended up walking Alex Call after a borderline pitch. Well, after the game, Sanchez said, quote, about the umpire, he knows he missed it because he told me and he apologized to me. But a lot of pressure, important game, important situation. You can't miss those things. You can't miss those calls. I get it with the added pressure and all, but the pitch was a strike. So that's what's going to stick in the back of his mind there.
It wasn't just a strike.
It was way in
there. It was like...
Yeah.
It's in the middle of the box.
It's a big mess.
And end quote. So, guys, it's nice that the umpire said he was sorry. I do genuinely believe that it's nice that he did this. But, Tony, what's the point?
I mean, I guess it's damned if you do, damned if you don't, right? Like, if you know you missed it and you act like you didn't miss it, we are on your head top about at least acting like you know you missed a call, right? This case, he decided to let Sanchez know I missed it. I missed that one. And I'm sure it didn't sound, I mean, the way we were making it sound is like he walked and was like, Hey, buddy, I'm so sorry.
I know you guys just lost.
Right? I'm sure it didn't go anything like that.
I know the Kirkring made one of the worst plays of the year, but I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it didn't probably go like that.
No.
But I don't mind it, I don't think it's a big deal. It's very rare that it actually happens. I mean, most umpires, if we're being real, they don't tell you.
They're too egocentric.
For whatever reason, whether it's ego, whether it's, you know, they don't get a chance, or whether they feel like that's not the right thing to do, most of them don't come tell you that. So I don't have a problem with them telling it. But what does it do? It does nothing. Does nothing.
Chris, what's the point of
this
umpire?
It does something. I'm going to tell you what it does, because I've done it.
Okay.
I blow a call.
At night then?
It makes you feel better as the umpire.
Okay.
Exactly.
Because you know you missed it.
Yes, this is just for the umpire's benefit. This is not for Christopher Sanchez's benefit. But I would never say it to the guy after the game. I'd have to wait till I saw him the next time.
He's
I
lucky
really
that
would.
Sanchez had a cool head.
You're right.
Top.
He could have.
Because he could have lost.
Yeah. I've told coaches, you know, down the road, hey, remember last game? I should have called something if I remember it.
Right.
But I won't say it in the heat after the game. But I only say it to make myself feel better, not to make, because it's not going to change it for them. So
true.
So there you go.
According
to another fellow referee umpire, they do actually care when they mess up.
Katrina says, or you're getting suspended a game for reacting to a bad call. We're talking about a suspended. If DJ Rayburn would have come over and said sorry,
the problem with
it wouldn't have happened
with Jose's was he kind of like walked over.
Yeah.
That's why he got suspended, because he basically incited what we all got to see.
I couldn't believe that was Iglesias. I was like, I didn't know that that guy had him in him.
Oh,
He's got fire.
He got some fire.
Ugh. Number three. All right, the NFL and NFLPA are going to launch a review into the concussion protocols of Jackson Dart last night. Doctors took him into the blue medical tent, and what you are not supposed to do is go to the tent as a head coach in check. Brian Daboll did just that. So did Scataboo, who's like the talk of the town right now. He did score three touchdowns last night. Here's Brian Daboll after the game talking about the situation, which, by the way, John Mara, owner of the Giants, had to come out and put a statement saying that this was in the wrong for Brian Daboll to do. But here's Brian Daboll.
Went into the medical tent. When Jackson went into the medical tent, TV cameras was on your sidelines. Yeah. You wanting to go in, find out what's going on. Scataboo, I think, at one point tried sneaking in there, trying to find out what was going on. Could you just describe the emotions in that moment? I'm sure you're, what's going on.
I mean, look, if you've ever been on an NFL sideline, there's a lot of emotions. I know I was asked about gloves the other day. There's a lot of emotions. And I certainly am an emotional guy. I apologized. I just wanted his ass out there if he was okay, but I wanted the process. Like, we were getting ready to go for it on potential fourth down. I would have burned a timeout if he could have came out there. So I was asking, how long is it going to take? Again, you want your guy out there, not at risk of anything else, but, you know, he came out, and I think he's going to be good. I'm like, is he going to be good or not? I'm going to call a timeout on fourth down and go for this son of a b-. You know what I mean? So I love our doctors.
He says, come on, he loves coach, their don't doctors. You know better than to be clearing in the press conference?
Clearly not.
You know.
Chris, do you think this is a big deal?
No, because I don't understand why they can't go in there anyway.
Because they're trying. Okay, I read about this. Because
why can't he find out how his player is?
It seems like an important thing.
Because they don't want you. They don't want coaches pressuring,
influencing,
the doctor.
The reason the blue medical tent is there so they don't have to go back to the locker room, so they can have a private place to check out the player without any distraction.
So when the doctor comes out, the coach doesn't pressure him right there when they're standing next to each other.
What do you got, Doc? We got to get him back in this game. Just like he was pressuring him anyway.
So let the coach go in there is my thing. I don't think it's a big deal. But I do think it's a little bit of a bigger deal here that Dart is getting checked out for concussion today, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that just bothers me to a certain extent. But I remember it with Tua. The game he got his first concussion, he finished that game. And then it got going about all the concussions.
Yeah.
So it's a slippery one here.
This is also why coaches shouldn't be going back in there. Because you go in there the first time, and even if he's not pressuring, I mean, it probably feels in the moment of the game, you know why the coach is ducking his head in there, because he wants him back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Daboll was not hiding anything.
No, he didn't seem to be remorseful at all.
He did not care.
I needed him back in the game. And you know what? I'm not mad at it. Brian Dable's job is on the line. So,
needed him back in the game. Don't say you needed him back in the bleeping game, because it's a bleeping this, and I would have bleeped
that
gone.
That seems
for
to be
it.
Bothering you more it than is. The actual the thing we're talking about.
I mean, he's the better. Coach of the New York Giants. What do you expect?
Well, he has young fans, too, and I'm right. Sorry. Let's go.
Nope. Can we also
no
stop
potty
acting?
Mouth coaches.
Can we also stop acting like Jackson Dart is the next Patrick Mahomes?
I tell you what, if I recall correctly, Jackson Dart had some injury banged up issues when he was in college too.
Yes, and he took a massive hit last night.
He's putting himself in position to take these massive hits.
I was watching him run and I go slide. And then no, he just took on three guys.
That won't continue.
No,
it will not continue, but hey.
Probably already finding its way to stop being that way with the concussion protocol here.
We only got through three guys.
Dang. We got a couple more.
But we also only had 10 minutes. So we have Tarek Skubal going to be on the mound. I want to see who you guys, out of all the pitchers in baseball playoffs, who you want pitching. And then, someone wanted me to ask Tony, basically, about this new immersive Lakers Apple thing. I didn't explain that well, but I will on the other side.
Good tease.
On 97.3 Fan, yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.